Good morning, everyone. Thanks for coming. Really excited to be here this morning to honor Dallas Clark. Dallas is just such a great, great football player that really elevated the horseshoe almost to another level when he came in. I can remember talking with Bill Polian, Tony Dungy, just how we really were zeroing in on him from Iowa to bring him to the team to really create matchup problems with Reggie already being here and Marvin already being here. And he was such an incredible player, such a great man, such a playful person, a child at heart. He always was playing around, whether it was in the locker room or anywhere he was. He was just such a joy to be around and had so much courage. Peyton's brilliance of being able to drop the ball in over coverage in between the safety was one of his legendary passes. And Dallas always had the courage. He didn't know every ball was his, and he would go over the middle. And we can all remember him taking some of the toughest hits, coming down with the ball, moving the chains, and really creating greatness for us. And it was really a blessing to have so many great players in that era. And Dallas really came to a franchise that had one of the greatest tight ends in NFL history and was able to surpass virtually every record that John Mackey had set for the horseshoe. So it's really a great moment when you have a chance to have someone come back to town and put his name on the line. There's no signing bonus this time, but there's a lot more meaning behind it than numbers. I really want to express, whether it's for Bill Polian, Tony Dungy, many of our players, some that are here, how much Dallas really meant to us. And as I told his grandmother, who's here, as great of a player as he was, the person is even greater. So I want to roll this video for you. It will do more justice than my words can. So let's have a look at it, and then Dallas will come up.
Unbelievable one hand.
Throws to Dallas. He's got it. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Dallas Clark. Dallas touchdown. Dallas Clark touchdown. Caught on the run by Dallas Clark. 40, 45, stays on his feet. 50. 45, 40, 35, 30, and banged out of bounds around the 25-yard line.
Dallas Clark is a mismatch for just about anybody on the outside.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dallas Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Hersey. Thanks for everyone coming out. I know you guys were busy, but thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to my wife told me to keep it lighthearted. I just don't know how to do that because This place and these fans and everyone means so much to me and my family. All right, let's regroup here. All right, this is really special, and I don't want it to seem like a funeral. You know, I want it to be lighthearted. I want it to be special, and I want it to be happy. But just seeing that, obviously, you should have shown the video afterwards. That's bad. But it starts with Mr. Irsay and your family. You've changed my life back in 03 when you guys took me, and my life hasn't been the same. And never in a million years after that day of getting drafted would I think that I would be here 11 years later talking to everyone, thinking I made a difference. And it's, I was just trying to do my job. And thank you for trusting me and just being the man that you are and the love that you show the team, the compassion that you show, your heart really does bleed blue. And you're the definition of Colts and what the horseshoe means. And just, I cannot thank you enough. So thank you. The fans are next that needs to be thanked because they're the best. And I tell you what, there's nothing better than seeing Colt fans after wins and even after losses, they would have our back and you know, they knew next week what team would show up, and it'd be a determined team to right the wrong. And that's kind of how we rolled, and it would be nothing with those fans to kind of keep it going, to really, really help us and motivate us. And the best part, the best place I loved the fans was those 90-degree plus day, you know, days in Terre Haute, Indiana. And after a burning 2.5-hour practice, I really enjoyed going over there and talking to those people and just thanking them because they made that 90-degree weather seem okay for a while. I mean, them cheering Reggie's ridiculous catches and you know, Dwight and Robert coming around the end just doing what they're doing. I mean, it really brought an environment that just made football fun. And it was crazy to hear how they would, you know, they would look forward to it each year. They would take vacation to come and sit under a shade tree in Terre Haute and watch us play. And so that was really when I really enjoyed our fans. And so thank you. You guys are the best, and the way you guys took me in was really special. I'm just going to go down the line here because I don't know how to do this. There's not a you know, directions on how to do this. I just gotta start thanking people because, to be honest with you, like I love the game of football, and the game of football is what it is, but it's everything that goes into it, and it's these people that I'm going to list, and I'm not going to say names because we don't have enough time to seriously talk about what these men mean to me. I mean, I cannot thank you enough. I could spend a day on each person that I'm going to announce, and I'm going to probably forget some people, so I apologize. But everyone that I talked or I mentioned, just understand that nothing but love, because for us to go do what we do, there's so many people. I'm not going to stand here and think that I did it myself, because that'd be a bold-faced lie, because we have so many great men in this building that helped each one of us keep playing and just to be able to be at our best ability every Sunday. So, training staff, you guys, doctors, all the doctors, you guys were the best. I mean, you guys have a miserable job. I mean, just I mean, you guys have to stay positive, and you guys got to make us believe that we're going to be better, and we do, and you do, and you guys are the best, and cannot thank you enough for all the, I mean, 20 years down the road, I'll probably remember more stories in the training room than more games, and I mean, it really is where the heart is. The equipment staff, you guys are the best. The only negative I have on this thank you sheet is the equipment staff, because these people are supposed to be great at their job, and they are. They're the best in the league, and I've been to a couple places, and I can surely attest now that they are the best. But one mistake that they did, they let me wear hip pads my rookie year, and no one wears hip pads in the NFL, okay? And so I come as a rookie, and I'm like, they're like, what do you want to wear, Dal? I'm like, well, you know, in Iowa, we had butt pads and hip pads, and I got to have hip pads. They're like, what? Hip pads? Really? It's like, yeah. And so they make shift some hip pads, and they let me wear them, and I don't know what they're thinking, but that was dumb. I see some pictures. It's like, man, I look like I'm playing in the 50s. So thank you. It took me a while to come around, but thanks for putting up with me, guys. The strength staff, I mean, yeah, the strength staff is so good, and Tareen and Rich were just a joy to work for, and these are the guys, this is what it's all about, guys. These are the guys we see every day. You know, we see our coaches during the season, training camp and all that, but every day, every offseason, these are our guys, and the chemistry that they had, I mean, it was just clockwork, and I mean, they are truly the best. And so thank you so much to John and Rich. The video staff, Fuzz and Marty, for, you know, getting all the tapes ready, getting everything ready for us, and doing your countless hours of work and breaking down film and doing all that stuff. But computers have made your guys' job way too easy, so it's just it's not the 80s anymore. Doug Melton, our mailman, and he's, I had to include him because he is the man, because I had a lot of fans, I don't know why, but there was a lot of mail that I would get, and I would try my darndest to get it back to him, and Doug made some special requests and, you know, or made some special things happen just because I would be like, hey, they didn't send shipping, but it's a touching story, yada, 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 and Doug would make it happen and do it with a smile on his face, and so, He's the man. So thank you, Doug. The PR staff, they're dealing with us. They're our you know, they're the ones that are constantly kind of keeping us posted on everything and just kind of knowing what things are and who everyone is and just the game and all that stuff. And I mean, just the hours that they put in, Craig and his staff, Vernon and Justin at the time. Just thank you so much for all your guys' hard work, and media. I mean, you guys, like I told you when I left here a couple years ago, I really do miss our Wednesday talks in the corner of the locker room, and they were special, and I really enjoyed those moments, and even you, Bob, wherever you are. That was supposed to be a joke, but that's kind of Bob. Is Bob here? Is Mr. Kravitz here?
No.
No? Okay. Well, then maybe it wasn't a joke. I don't know. moving on. Neil Kornrich, my agent. He was so good, and he was Coach Ferentz's agent, and. Like I said, I'm from Iowa. I don't know too much. And it was like, all right, agent, I guess I need one of those. Coach Ferentz, you like your guy? Yep. All right. Then he's my guy. And he's been the best. And so, Neil, thank you so much for all your hard work. On the football side of it, got to thank Mr. Polian first and foremost, because he's like Mr. Irsay told you earlier, that he, for whatever reason, I even asked him a couple of years because I – when you start looking at, you know, who teams get and how you pick, and like, Mr. Polian, how do you know someone's good? Like, what do you see? Because I, you know, you, as a player, you just play the game. You don't really compare or do all that. And he was just like, you know, and he tried to explain. I think it's just something that's hard to explain. But he saw something, and I didn't. I don't even think I saw it in myself, to be honest with you. I was just making the transition from linebacker to tight end. So I was learning on the fly, and he saw it. And I think what was special about this place is that they saw something in more bigger in me than I saw in myself. And thank God that I was around such great men, because I listened to these people. I put my trust and faith in them, and they didn't steer me wrong. And that's what's truly special, and that's, I think, why this is such a special time, because there's so many great men, so many great people associated with this team and this organization. So Mr. Polian for seeing something, whatever, I don't know. I had a neck roll. I mean, who drafts a kid with a neck roll? The coaching staff, I mean, are you kidding me? I go from Coach Ferentz, who I feel, obviously I'm biased, but is one of the best college coaches, to Mr. Dungy. It's just, you can't write this. You can't make this up. I mean, it's just, and then, I mean, it's, and Tom Moore, who I hated for about 3 years. I mean, walking by this, the team meeting, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I dreaded walking into that room, because I know, oh boy, here it comes. And him and Howard, I think they like drew straws on like, who's going to really get Dallas today? And I was like, sometimes a lot, both of them did. But when later on, you thank those men, because they weren't there to pat your back. You know, that's not their job. Their job is to make you the best player you can be. And they really did that. They truly did that. And that's the definition of a great coach, is to get kids to believe in themselves, to get them to do something that they didn't think they could do. And those guys did it. I mean, they got it out of me. Coach Chris Furster, my coach my rookie year, helped me so much in that transition from college to the NFL. Really helped kind of explain how this whole thing works and how this whole business works. And couldn't have done it without you, Chris, so much. Ricky Thomas, my coach from second year on. What a trip and what a ride we had. Just a great man, heart of gold, and a great coach. And last, well, it's not last, but certainly not least, the teammates. When you have 52 men in a locker room, given everything that they have for one goal, special things happen. And for us, we were blessed to, I mean, we won. That's what you do. And you don't, I mean, until I went to other places where it's like, man, I thought this, you know, I thought you just did it this way, and not everyone gets it. And I mean, not everyone can do what we did. I mean, reason why it's so special. And those teammates, man, such a great group of men that just have helped shape me into being the man that I am today. I mean, we had so many great leaders. I mean, I don't even call myself one of the leaders, because we had guys that, I mean, I don't even want to start naming them, because I know I'm going to forget somebody. But, I mean, it was just, you know who they are. Having Reggie here is, I think Reggie knows it, but he's the guy that I admired so much as a player. I admired a lot of our guys, but me trying to do what he was doing and just watching him work, I mean, there is not a receiver in the league that does what he does, and there's a reason why he's still doing it at his level, because he's unique. He's special. Reg, thank you so much for your leading when you probably didn't even know. You're just doing your job, and I was just holding on tight to your curtails, so thank you so much, or your coattails, so thank you so much for being the man that you are. I got to thank Peyton, because that was special. I know everyone, you know, you can make your arguments for best quarterback, yada, yada, you can do all that, but, I mean, it was something different that was just, it's just something about that man that really, really kind of, you know, really showed you what the game of football was, how it was supposed to be played, the importance of being accountable. And Tom Moore always stressed that, being accountable. And that's what all these guys were. We were all accountable to each other, to the coaches, to Mr. Irsay, to the fans. And so that's what's, you know, that's what you'll always remember, are the teammates. Because that, it's just, there's not, we could get together 20 years from now and we can just talk about, you know, who said what in the locker room and what, remember this, remember that, and like it was yesterday. And those things will never be forgotten. Last but not least, okay, I'm sorry for taking your time, but I was, my family, my wife Karen, and my two boys. I wanted to play long enough for Dane, our oldest. Just wanted to, I hope he remembers. Because when Jeff Saturday would bring his kids in, he'd bring little Jeffrey into the locker room after a win. I remember being down on a knee, doing our prayer, and looking over, I'm like, that's what it's all about right there. I want to do that someday. And the Lord has been so, so good. Was in Baltimore this year, and I told Karen, I go, hey, we win. I go, you get those kids down the sideline. I go, I'm taking them in. I don't care what what Coach Harbaugh says, or I don't care. We'll deal with that later. But I started remembering things when I'm around five, so I'm hoping he remembers that. But we would take those guys in, and they would just act like that they just, like, that's where we belong. And it was a treat until I left them to go shower by themselves. That was not a good idea. No babysitters in the locker room. It's crazy. You guys need to work on that. But Karen, thank you so much for being my rock through the great and the bad. And we've been so blessed that there's more great than bad. These last 3 years have been kind of fun. Our little adventures, as we call them. And thank you for being so, so strong. I have my grandma here, Grandma Johnson. I won't tell her how old she is because she would kill me. 75, we'll go 75. That sounds good. She acts like she's 50. I mean, that's what's awesome about her. But she was here 11 years ago on our, when Mr. Say, yeah, we're coming to pick you up. Oh, yeah, a couple days? No, in a couple hours. Really? Okay. I got to go iron clothes. Okay. But she was on that flight, and so thankful that she's with us today. And my two brothers, where you guys are, there you guys. These cats here are the reason that I've been trying to prove something my whole life, because these guys, they were so good growing up, watching them being role models in high school and going off in college and continue to be role models on their team and playing the game right, and that's all I wanted to do was be better than them. That's why I was a linebacker at Iowa, because Derek was a linebacker. I just got to be better than him. Thank God I didn't try to do that, because we would not be up here, because I was not a good linebacker. Thank you guys for your love and your support and beating me up every day of my life. So, more Derek. Dan, you're too sweet. I don't know how far I'm supposed to go, I feel wrong. I don't know if this is not kosher or not, but I feel wrong. I gotta thank Coach Ferentz and Coach Doyle and Coach Reese Morgan, my tight ends coach at Iowa, because those guys, man, to get me here, like I said, linebacker to tight end, if Coach Ferentz didn't see that or do that, then I'd be one heck of a teacher somewhere. That's all I know. So thank you to them, because they got me ready for this business. I have Steve and Jean, my in-laws, who are the best. They've been a great support system for me, because I can't do this without thanking our mom. I don't know if you've heard this story or not, but I just lost mom before I graduated high school. And it was then when I grew up and decided that, you know what, there's more to this whole thing than just worrying about myself. And that's when I've really kind of put a chip on my shoulder and kind of made me really appreciate things. And that's why I cry at this stuff, because I've gone through some stuff that I really, really do cherish it. I really do love the men I was working with and the guys I was working with, and just really truly enjoyed it, because you don't know how long this ride lasts, and it's just been such a blessing, and I cannot thank the Colt family, I cannot thank the fans enough for all their love. Because that's all I've been trying to do is just do my job and make mom, mostly mom, proud of me, and to make you guys proud of me. So thank you for this wonderful, wonderful closing of this career that I would never imagine. It's been special, and you guys. Everyone, and I know I've missed 1,000, but so many people that truly made it extra special. And there's not 31 other teams like this. This isn't like you guys are in our little bubble, but this is special. And it's, I don't know if it's a Midwest thing or what, but it's just, and I do want to also thank the Buccaneers and the Ravens for letting me continue to play football and to letting me keep playing this great game. And I hope them, I hope I made them, I hope I tried to do my job for them as well. And, hopefully I didn't let them down. But I'm a Colt, and that's, I'm very lucky to say that. So thank you for making this so special and really kind of help me go to the next chapter. So thank you so much.
Welcome home, Dallas. Welcome home.